Blackstone Audio presents Whispers in the Reading Room, a Chicago World's Fair Mystery by Shelley Gray. This book is read by Tavia Gilbert. This novel is all about friendship. With that in mind, it's dedicated to Julie Stone. Thank you for being such a kind and steadfast friend. Thank you for touring Chicago with me, and then doing it again and again. Looking forward to years of collecting passport stamps together, wherever that may be. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. The astonishing Chicago, a city where they are always rubbing the lamp and fetching up the genie and contriving and achieving new impossibilities. It is hopeless for the occasional visitor to try to keep up with Chicago. She outgrows his prophecies faster than he can make them. She is always a novelty, for she is never the Chicago you saw when you passed through last time. Mark Twain, Life on the Mississippi, 1883. Chapter 1. Chicago Times Courier. From October 1893. Reported by Benson Gage. While the majority of the city basks in the glow of the Columbian Exposition's success, far more dark events are taking place in the city's underbelly. This publication has learned there has been a spike in attacks and murders deep in the heart of Camp Creek Alley. Has crime sought to take advantage?